Living history comes thundering over the ridge. This is America's original horse. It's called the Spanish Mustang because it traces directly back to the horses first brought to the Western Hemisphere from Spain by Columbus in 1492. But let's jump ahead to just 100 years ago. Bob Brislon was a homesteader north of Moorcroft. He discovered the Indian, or cow pony, as it would have been called, while working with the U.S. Geological Survey. So Brislon set out to find more of the vanishing breed in remote, isolated canyons and on Indian reservations, where the bloodlines had remained pure over the centuries. From these mares and stallions came the Spanish Mustang Registry, established in 1957. And that lineage lives on at the Brislon family's Cayuse and Starflower ranches, rolling grassy hills in the shadow of Devil's Tower, the site of the original homestead. A call from breeder Kitty Bracelin and the promise of alfalfa cubes lures in the free-roaming bands of horses, each consisting of a stallion and a harem of mares, some with foals.
You can pet him if he a little bit, if he'll let you. He's gentle enough. He just doesn't want to be bothered.
That's Kitty's husband, Bob Brislon's son, Neil E. Bracelin. He uses the family name's old Irish pronunciation.
I always say I just keep them around for laughs because they're always up to something. I don't have any. I left it all in the car. I'll have to go get some more. Out on the deserts and places, there's nothing to eat. They have to eat just the weeds and junk that you can find. And these horses can live on brush and never see grass and do fine. You're just funny.
That hardiness let the horse flourish in the West after being introduced by the conquistadors. Spanish Mustangs are tough, small horses, measuring about 14 hands. Neil says they're a smooth ride because their back is short and their legs are springy. They're agile, able to make tight turns and stop on a dime, which can send the inexperienced rider tumbling. And they're smart, which E. Bracelin says can get them into trouble.
They think they know more about whatever you're doing than you do.
Years ago, Neil and Kitty had a neighbor who rode a Spanish Mustang mare for about 2 decades, but rider and horse never got along.
So one day, he decided, okay, I'm going to ride you to death. So he took off and he rode her in a big circle 120 miles. And he got back home and she threw him off in the pig pen. So he pulled out his six-shooter and killed her.
In the late 19th century, the federal government slaughtered thousands of Spanish Mustangs with machine guns in the effort to bring Native American tribes under subjugation, even putting a bounty on the horses. And in the 1920s and 30s, the government diluted the bloodline by crossbreeding with bigger Eastern horses. So when Bob Brislon set out to save the breed, the horses were scarce. There was also a lot of prejudice against them. Neil and Kitty remember people calling the horses dirty little ponies.
You can't fight them, you can't be mean to them, you got to be nice to them.
And everybody thinks you got to have a big horse to have a good horse. The only good horse is a thoroughbred, so to have a good horse, it has to have thoroughbred in it. Well, big is not better.
A plucky Spanish Mustang is the hero of the 2004 movie Hidalgo, for which the Bracelins were consulted. Viggo Mortensen plays a long-distance rider who wins a race on his Mustang against a pedigreed East Coast horse and rider.
Mustangs don't belong in races with thoroughbreds. If you ask me, they belong in fertilizer.
Mister, you can say anything you want about me. I'm going to have to ask you not to talk about my horse that way.
Thanks to the Brislon family standing up for the horse over the last century, things are different now. There are now a couple of dozen Spanish Mustang breeders around the U.S. There are also breeders abroad, from Germany to Australia. And even Spain is showing renewed interest, bringing the indigenous Iberian horse full circle. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Micah Schweitzer.